You've got it tuned to listener-supported independent music radio, WNRN, broadcasting from the Blue Ridge to the Bay. I'm Desiree Moses, hanging out at Space Bomb Studio in Richmond, joined by a group of WNRN members. Our guest today is Joe P. Joe, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, thanks for being here. Come in.
Oh, thank you. That's very nice.
Joe does not have a show in Central Virginia, but was nice enough to swing by and make a pit stop to see us on his way up to D.C., so we really appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Thanks for being here. Anyone who's here. It's amazing.
The debut full-length album is Garden State Vampire, very seasonally appropriate. We're going to get into talking all about that, but we'd love it if you kick it off with a song first.
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Dressed up like a dream, but there's a nightmare underneath it all. No, I'm not what I seem, but you keep coming when I call. I guess you know you don't feel the pain when there's nothing left to hurt, and it's hard to walk away when there's nowhere left to turn. I don't wanna love you, but I can't help but love you anymore. So break my heart again like you did before. Ooh, and I must be the madman. Everybody always says I am, 'cause I talk to a sad man that no one else can see. He says, you know, you won't feel the pain when there's nothing left to hurt, and it's hard to drive away when the bridge already burned. But I always come back. Yes, I always do.
Joe P. live on WNRN from Space Bomb Studios in Richmond. The debut full-length album is Garden State Vampire. So, Joe, take us back for a minute. Can you tell us, you grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So tell us how you first came to music. You grew up at one point around Asbury Park, was Bruce Springsteen a part of the musical fabric at all?
No, not at all. It was like, when you're a little kid, Bruce Springsteen doesn't have, for me anyway, he didn't have like an appeal, because when you're little, he's not the best guitar player. He isn't like a guitar god or anything like that. He didn't look that interesting, you know. When you're a little kid, you want to see like superheroes and crazy cartoon stuff, you know. So I got more into like Led Zeppelin and AC/DC because it was just more theatrical and entertaining as a kid to see something like that. And he was singing, you know, Bruce is singing about like paying bills and I don't know what you're talking about, you know.
You're not ready to get out yet.
Yeah.
You're not ready to get out of your
town.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, exactly. I was like, I like my town. I'm fine. I'm 6 years old. What am I going to do? So I got more into like the Jimi Hendrix and the 60s stuff and just obsessed over that. And I didn't know I was practicing music. My mom got a guitar from an auction for my older brother, and it had like 3 strings on it. No one was musical in my family, so no one knew how to make it work or anything. He didn't care about it, so I took it, and I just thought it was a toy. Because when you're 6 or 5 or whatever I was, you don't see things like that. Everything's a toy. So I was just hitting it and being like, kindergarten, my dog, you know, just making stuff up. And I didn't know, and then I just kept working on it and having fun and learning, and I tricked myself into like working on something, you know, and that would be the last time I ever was disciplined to, you know, work on something properly. And the Bruce thing happened like I moved to Asbury Park. So I moved to Belmar, New Jersey, which is technically, you know, it's like 10, 15 minutes outside of Asbury. But the E Street Band, you know, his famous band, I didn't realize this, but I'm living on like B Street at the time in Belmar. And I'm like, I know Bruce, you know, the whole lore is from around here. So I look into it and I'm like, oh, there's an E Street. Okay, is this connected? And then I looked it up. And at this time, I dropped out of college. So I was kind of just freaking out about what am I doing with my life, kind of. So I needed anything to cling on to be like, I could do this. And in New Jersey, there's not a whole lot to cling on to. It's just like we have some good bread and bagels and that's about it. But Bruce came up and I was like, okay, this other guy from Jersey, he did something. And I look into it and I just started digging into it. And, you know, now I have rent to pay and bills to pay. So I started being like, oh, I hear what he's talking about.
Now I get it.
Now I understand these songs. This is great. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. And then I saw a live show of him. It was 4.5 hours. It felt like a half hour. There were no light show. There was no tricks. He's 70. So it wasn't like he was doing backflips or anything. Mm-hmm. So I walked away from that with just like, wow, I don't know what that was, but I want to keep that in mind when I do a live concert. It's like, you got to be able to convince everyone in the room that this will never happen again anywhere else. Whereas I've seen shows where it feels like, oh, they're going to go to Chicago tomorrow and do that too. But I had no like Jersey pride Bruce thing growing up. No, I had none of that. It was just all like Led Zeppelin and stuff. Yeah.
Joe P live on WNRN from Space Bomb Studios in Richmond. We'd love to play another one for us.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Dream, it's a cloudy day. Everybody here seems to be okay, but I cannot talk, so I bite my tongue and write down my thoughts on the streets in blood. Wake up. Sun shining down the stairs. If no one can see, then how could they care? You cannot talk, so I read your lips. You say I never thought it would come to this, but Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. Yeah. And Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. And if I was your lover, I don't think you'd ever have to find another one. Another one, yeah. Cause Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. To figure me out, opened up my head and let him walk around. I already knew about all the things that he found. But I guess it's good I got a name for it now. They call it Violet. I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. Yeah. And Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. And if I was your lover, I don't think you'd ever have to find another one. Another one, yeah. Cause Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. So nice to be warm when you're living in the shadow. And it's so nice to be warm. And so I'll go where you go. Yes, I'll go where you go. It's a cloudy day. Everybody here seems to be okay. I cannot talk, so I bite my tongue and write down my name on the streets in blood. Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. Yeah. And Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time. And I know that you're lonely, cause that's what you told me. You're clicking your heels, but you're already home, babe. Violet, I think I'm gonna love you for a long time.
Thank you.
Violet, Joe P. live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond. That's been sounding great on our airwaves. Really nice to have that version. Thanks so much for playing that one for us.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about the genesis of this song. So Garden State Vampire is Joe's debut full-length album, but Joe's been releasing singles and EPs for a long time, recorded mostly in your basement.
Yeah.
But for this song, too, at one point, you went to L.A., right, as part of this,
yes,
too?
Yes, yeah. I went to L.A. The label was like, you got to go try to write with a bunch of different people, which is fine. You got to play the game and say yes to things. So I went, and it was like 12 days in LA, you know, this, and I had never really been there that long. I wrote with some people, and every day it was just a different person at a different studio. And this particular day, it was this guy, Josh Block, from the band White Denim. He plays drums, and or he used to. Yeah, we just set up, and it's cool. But it's weird because you've never met these people a lot of times, and now you have to bare your soul to these people and try to write a song in 10 hours or whatever it is. It could be weird, but it was a nice one because it was like a band practice in seventh grade. It was like no one really talked. We just sat in a circle and just started kind of playing, and no one discussed anything, and that is when the best stuff happens, is when you don't really think in music. That's why in eighth grade, when you're like playing in the garage with your friends, that's kind of the purest time. And I think everyone's just always trying to get back to that, artists and musicians and songwriters. You're always trying to get back to that feeling of you don't know any better, so you're just making stuff to have fun for 2 hours, you know? And all of a sudden you can get in a room with people and everyone's hyper aware of this is a clever lyric, or let's write a song about this, or, you know, and it can get kind of sterile and stale. And at its best, it really is just as good as when you were a kid, like just not knowing any better. And that's what this session was like. It was just, we just looked up and it was, the song was kind of recorded, like all the main parts. And I was like, this is great. Let me just take this home and kind of bring it to the basement and kind of crust it up a little and we'll be good. I'll be loving it. So, and that was it. And the song title came from My Basement Flooded, which is great. And I had to clear it out and get all new rugs, just like this. Like you get a bunch of rugs for the sound. And I went on Facebook Marketplace, as you do, and rugs are expensive. So I was trying to find just like cheapest rug I could get. It's just for my basement, it doesn't have to be fancy. And I found one and it was like $50, giant area rug. I was like, this is perfect. And when you go get something on Facebook Marketplace, it might be the last thing you do or not. You don't know.
You're rolling the dice.
Yes, you're willing to risk it for a nice rug. So I pull up to this house. I was like, all right, looks okay. I get out, I went fully alone, which I don't know if you should, but I did. Because at this point I'd done it so much, you know, you get used to it. I go in, the guy's like, come on in, which is already weird. I was like, couldn't you just have the rug outside?
Yeah.
Come on. But he's like, oh, like it was as if he didn't know I was coming. He was like, oh, God, come on in. I was like, he's eating macaroni and cheese. You know, it was weird. I was like, I'm in the middle of a movie. This is it. This is it. I was kind of, and I was still like, I got to see through. I got to see this through. Like one way or another, I'm getting this rug or dying trying. So I go in and I see the rug and he's like, yeah, this is it. I was like, looks great. Let me get out of here now. Nothing
like
to talk
photo.
About. Yeah. But he's a nice older guy. And he said, just want to let you know, my wife actually passed away 2 weeks ago and it happened on this rug. And I was like, what do you mean? First of all, I was like, I'm very sorry. You know. And he's like, yes, he had a heart attack and it was right here. I was like, oh, wow, does that add value or does it take away? Like, no, I was just, you know, I was like, oh, wow, you know, talk to him about it. You know.
Did you get it steam cleaned?
Yeah, man. It was just, and that's in a second, I went from like, I don't know you, just give me the rug, I'm out of here, to like, I got to talk to you about some deep stuff now. You're telling me, you know. So I said, oh, man, I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And he was so nice that I just ended up saying, you know what? This is going to a basement studio, essentially. I'm in the process of writing some songs. I said, what was her name? He said, Violet. I was like, okay, if I can work her into a song, I'll work her into a song title. So the lyrics aren't really about that. It wasn't like rug, dead woman, none of that. Yeah. I wasn't going to write a song about the rug person. So I just wrote the song and then threw that name on there because it made sense. Felt good. And yeah, that was it. Weird experience though. So there's that rug. I was like, is there a ghost in this rug? Am I haunting myself on, like, did I pay $50 for a ghost rug? Is that what I did? You know, but I haven't been home really much. So hopefully it's good. Yeah.
Did you send him the song afterwards? Did you message him on Facebook?
No, I can't find him anymore. Yeah, it's gone. Because when you do that, it kind of disappears on Facebook. Maybe it was all a dream. Maybe it was all, it's going to be one of those things where they're like, that guy died 20 years ago.
Yeah. Joe P. Live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond. We'd love if you play one more for us.
Yeah, sure. Keeps getting progressively more out of tune.
Get another drink, I think I'll waste to tell you I'm fine. One more vodka soda, then you'll never even know that I'm mine. I used to wonder why you never said goodbye. But now you're off my mind. Got myself another lover. God, I love her, I'll never stop. Take her out and drive around and show her all of our favorite spots. I used to sit and cry. I felt like I could die. But now you're off my mind. And we'll be better by the summer. You'll come out from underneath your coat. I'll be making toast in the tub with all my ducks in a row, wearing all of my clothes. I still put my hand around the headrest in my Honda Accord. But no one's there to hold on to the wheel while I let go anymore. Passes by, every blonde hair in the corner of my eye. but now you're off my mind. I can't believe what they're saying. You don't live in Jersey anymore. You went to fight off your genetics, and you heard the West Coast had the cure. Now you watch the kids grow up while you're just getting old. And you used to be so sure, and now you never know. But it's okay, yeah, it's alright, 'cause I'm too far from you to fall in. With all my ducks in a row, wearing all of my clothes, yeah. All of my clothes. Jump off and nobody knows, yeah. Oh. But now
thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Joe P. live on WNRN from Space Bomb in Richmond. The debut full-length album is Garden State Vampire. Joe did not have a show in the area, was passing through on the way to D.C. Really grateful for you for joining us. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for being here.